This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Thousands of Myanmar anti-coup demonstrators defied a continued military crackdown Sunday. This follows overnight raids in Yangon, in which an official from Aung San Suu Kyi's party was beaten to death and several others were detained. Myanmar has been rocked by unrest since a February 1st coup ousted civilian leader Suu Kyi from power and triggered a mass uprising opposed to the new military junta. Wednesday was the deadliest day so far, with the United Nations saying at least 38 people were killed. A National League for Democracy Party official confirmed some officials were arrested in overnight police operations, but the exact number is not known. Pope Francis and Iraq's top Shiite cleric have delivered a powerful message of peaceful coexistence, urging Muslims to embrace Iraq's long-beleaguered Christian minority during a historic meeting. Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani said religious authorities have a role in protecting Iraq's Christians and that they should live in peace and enjoy the same rights as other Iraqis. The Vatican says Francis thanked al-Sistani for having, quote, raised his voice in defense of the weakest and most persecuted, end quote, during some of the most violent times in Iraq's recent history. The Pope then traveled to the ruins of the ancient city of Ur, the traditional birthplace of the biblical patriarch Abraham, for an interfaith meeting. The Iraq meeting of Pope Francis and al-Sistani were front-page news in Iraq Sunday, with some media declaring it a chance for peace in the neighboring country. Officials in Iran, a Shiite-majority country like Iraq, have not yet commented on the pontiff's historic visit to Iraq that began Friday. An Iranian reformist newspaper said the two religious leaders are now, quote, the standard bearers of world peace, end quote. This is VOA News. Three Palestinian fishermen were killed Sunday when their boat exploded off Gaza's coast in the Mediterranean Sea, the fishermen's union said, with the cause of the blast unknown. Israel's army said it was, quote, not responsible for the incident, end quote. In the past, Israel, which has imposed a blockade on Gaza since 2007, has said fishing is sometimes used as a cover for smuggling. A schoolboy was killed during a protest in southern Senegal over the weekend, officials said, as several days of unrest in the West African state take the toll to five dead. A security official told AFP people were demonstrating Saturday against Wednesday's arrest of opposition leader Ousmane Sonko when the, quote, situation quickly deteriorated, end quote. Six people were seriously injured in clashes, the official said, on condition of anonymity. Protesters also torched a gendarmerie station, a customs post, and several cars, the security official said. South Korea and the United States will conduct its springtime military exercise this week, but the joint drill will be smaller than usual because of the coronavirus pandemic, Seoul said Sunday. The allies will begin a 9-day, quote, computer-simulated command post exercise, end quote, Monday, South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said in a statement. The combined drills are closely monitored by North Korea, which calls them, quote, a rehearsal for war. In a camp at the U.S.-Mexico border, some asylum seekers were told by officials the U.S. government would reopen their cases and they would eventually be able to enter the U.S. to wait out the asylum process. The new opening for people previously denied came as Mexican authorities worked to close the impoverished camp along the banks of the Rio Grande that has housed thousands of asylum seekers over the more than 2 years it existed. Last month, the Biden administration began processing asylum seekers who'd been forced to wait out the long process from Mexico during the Trump administration. Auckland, New Zealand's biggest city, emerged on Sunday from a strict week-long lockdown imposed after a community cluster of the more contagious UK coronavirus variant. There were no new local COVID-19 cases recorded Sunday, health officials said, allowing for the restrictions to ease. If no community cases are confirmed during the rest of Sunday, it would make a full 7 days since the last community case. At least seven people died and three were unaccounted for after floods caused by torrential rains in northwestern Algeria, the country's civil protection agency said. A 5-year-old boy and 12-year-old girl died after vehicles they were in were swept away, the agency said in a statement. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts.